prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Well, as promised, today's show is happening today. And in just a moment, I'm going to bring my guest on with me, Sean Wells. And we promised to drop some bombs, and I think we're going to, and people will not be disappointed. Those of you who are listening live via the radio, you can also go to the Superhuman Radio Network fan page and watch this video being streamed on Facebook Live. And there you can ask questions about the content that we're discussing. And without further delay, there we go, the official breaking news sound effect. How do you like that, huh? We spare no expense here at Superhuman Radio. Anyway, Sean Wells, how you doing, man? That'll stop in a second. I know it's a little annoying. How are you?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
This is So let's give some back history on this, right? So you appeared on the show recently, and how fortuitous to have met you, because for those of you listening right now, Sean is going to be on Superhuman Radio much more often. We're going to develop a platform for him. So if you have supplement questions, Sean is known as the world's best formulator. There's a reason. He has introduced more unique molecules into the sports and nutrition industry than I think anybody out there. And as a result of that, he's been gracious enough to say, yeah, Carl, I can give you some time. So if you have questions about supplements in general, we will get Sean on the show to answer them for you. You just have to send your questions to onair@superhumanradio.com, and we'll be good to go. So, Sean, you were on the show recently, and you and I got into, like, quite a few different side discussions, and I made a comment to you. Do you remember what that comment was?
You were asking me if there is something going on where certain peptides, certain amino acids might be removed from dairy proteins, and those proteins might be getting sold onto the market somehow with those aminos missing.
Okay, so let me give a little back history. And then I got a question for you I need to learn about, too. So there's all of these new highly concentrated peptide formulas coming out there. I'm not naming any, right? But they claim that, you know, this has more of peptides, this peptide. And so I said to Sean, they've got to be taking these peptides from someplace else in order to concentrate them. They don't naturally come concentrated in this particular, let's say, whey concentrate. They got to be stealing them from someplace else and supplementing this. What are they doing with the protein that they've stolen the peptides from? Do they throw it away? Probably not. They probably sell it, right?
That is very possible, yes.
Okay, so
and
now
I think what is potentially happening. Yes.
So here's my question to you, first of all. The word peptide has become the new buzzword within the nutritional supplement industry. And it comes from growth hormone, and peptides are real sexy. Oh, peptides. And so we know dairy proteins have peptides in them. They always have. But all of a sudden, the exploitation of this term peptide has arisen. I mean, don't all dairy proteins have peptides in them?
Yes. So there's... it starts with amino acids, and I'm adjusting to being on video, which is cool.
This is cool.
It's very cool. So there's amino acids, which is, you know, the single amino acid. And then when you have two of them together, that's a dipeptide, three a tripeptide, and then 4 to 12-ish, I think, is oligopeptide. And then beyond that is a polypeptide, which is a protein. You know, yes, protein is peptides, of various lengths, polypeptides, oligopeptides, dipeptides, tripeptides. So like, an example of a dipeptide would be, carnosine, which, you know, well, with beta-alanine and histidine. An example of a tripeptide that you might get, is glutathione. So, you know, these exist all throughout nature. And as you pointed out, growth hormone is a peptide, you know, so fairly short length. And, you know, compared to long chain polypeptides.
I mean, let's talk about peptides for a second. Peptides are actually messages in a bottle. They have a syntax. And instead of using alphabet like A, B, C, D, they use amino acids. And so they bond these amino acids together in strings. And these travel intercellularly, and they give signals to do things, grow, whatever. And so these are very intricate. We even know this from back in the day when we've done shows on bootleg growth hormone from China, the risk that you run because of the aggregate. The aggregate is like the peptides that broke apart and or don't have the right syntax, so they have no message at all, and they kind of get cluttered up inside the body. Peptides are very delicate as a rule, are they? I know the shorter peptides are less delicate, but aren't all peptides fairly delicate as a rule?
Very much, easily, potentially, damaged, by heat or, hydrolyzation. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So first of all, isn't there some consensus out there that says that peptides don't make it through the gut in the first place? They are broken down and possibly could be donated to be reassembled somewhere else, through some sort of, hermetic transfer of information kind of medium. But as a rule, aren't all these peptides all broken down into their component amino acids?
You know, that's the camp I'm coming from. I know there's been studies, like, for example, like with the glutathione supplements that try and say that, you know, it is boosting glutathione levels, but it's often in very large doses. And I think what's happening is exactly what you're talking about, where the components are breaking down, it's getting reassembled, and then increasing intracellular levels of glutathione or what have you. So, yeah, I mean, that's exactly what happens. Like, for example, what we were just talking about with carnosine, like when you take beta-alanine, you're taking just the one amino acid, and then it's forming carnosine by grabbing histidine. Yeah, exactly. So, I don't know. Certainly it's a different equation, like with, when you're injecting something like growth hormone versus digestive process. So I agree with you. There are dipeptide, transporters, potentially. So there is something potentially there. To what degree they can take up how much, I don't know.
Okay. So in your opinion, and then we're going to go on to the discovery that you've made. In your opinion, all this hullabaloo about, boy, I'm old, aren't I? All this hullabaloo, hey, Johnny, all this hullabaloo about peptides in your protein, is it much to do about nothing? Or do you think there really is some value? Like, in other words, the shotgun effect. If you put enough of them in there, some of them do get through and do something. And even that small amount is significant.
So you're saying, I guess put that a little bit differently, maybe.
Okay, so do you think there's any real value to focusing on the peptides in proteins that are going to be digested? Or do you think, yeah, there is a value to it, even though all of it doesn't get through, some small amount gets through and it does have a significant effect on whatever you're trying to stimulate, protein synthesis or whatever?
I think it's overrated.
Okay.
I think it's overrated. I think there may be... I think there needs to be some more research on di and potentially tripeptides. There are specific transporters, but again, to what degree they can take something up versus like free amino acids. I don't think that's been, I haven't seen any studies like really showing like something like that. And in terms of kinetics, in terms of plasma levels, like that would be interesting. But as far as, you know, something being like, a polypeptide bound to an amino acid or whatever. I don't see the extended benefit. No.
Okay. So, this idea that I had, like, hey, they've got to be getting these things from somewhere. What did you do first when you thought about that? How did you start to research this?
I looked around at some of the products, talked to some of the suppliers and spoke to some of my friends in the protein industry and, some said, you know, that would be potentially costly and difficult to do that to the degree to which you're talking. And then others said, I can actually see that happening. So some of the people that I talked to said they think that very well could be happening. So it was kind of a range, but I definitely think there is something there, and it's something worth investigating further.
Well, okay, so let's say the big protein suppliers go, we are taking these peptides from elsewhere and mm-hmm. putting them in this blend here to fortify it with mm-hmm. a higher peptide. But we're using this protein over here for some sort of substandard application. I don't know, maybe where raw protein is needed for maybe not human nutrition, but something else, and they're not going to miss the peptides. Then shouldn't they have to show that that's what how they're handling that and not taking that protein and selling it as an intact, everything you expect it to be in there is in their product to somebody else who's then blending it into their blend and selling it to a consumer and saying this is the highest quality product on the market?
It all comes down to specs. So if they have spec levels that have or a certain identity, like certainly like a whey protein concentrate or whey protein isolate should have a set identity, a set spec, like where it's going to have, like for every 25 grams of protein, you would expect to see about 2.8 grams of leucine, for example. And right. We know leucine is definitely a key amino acid to look at. But, you know, it's potentially still, obviously it's protein. People were arguing that, you know, adding glycine, adding taurine, adding, you know, arginine, it's hard to argue creatine because that's not really an amino acid or a protein.
Right.
But that's certainly just nitrogen spiking, pure and simple. But they were arguing that these things are amino acids and therefore protein when constituted in a blend with other proteins. So in this case, if you're removing some amino acids, they're saying it's still protein, it's still whey. But certainly you might be losing out on what could be a very key amino acid. And as long as I would think the amino acid isn't completely missing, it's still a complete protein. It still has all the amino acids, but it's just the levels. So you would hope that if you were a company that was getting a protein, I would identify that on your spec and when you're buying your protein from your protein supplier that you expect to see these levels of amino acids in this protein. And I would identify that and have them sign off on that so that you're not potentially getting something that I guess the term I'm coming up with here is amino leaching.
Oh, I like that. Because you guys launched the whole amino spiking thing back in 2011. And we can talk about that when we come back from the break, because maybe people aren't aware of your pedigree and kind of exposing these types of things specifically in this category of supplements. So let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to pick it up on the other side. If you're watching this on Facebook Live, you can post questions and we will read them live on the air. And get answers for you. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Alaskans agree that sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish. Vital Choice sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing, so our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today.
Discover the faster way of getting real results with BodybuildingSupplements.com. BodybuildingSupplements.com has powerful, proven solutions like patent technology, Cree Alkaline Supreme, Mass Pro Synthogen, and Adaptogen N.
RVD here. here. I love Adaptogen N. Give it a try. You'll see.
Buy Adaptogen N at bodybuildingsupplements.com. See remarkable results in 21 days or your money back. Bodybuildingsupplements.com. Since 1993, the trusted source for real results.
Use promo code SUPERHUMAN and get an extra 15% off your Adaptogen N today at bodybuildingsupplements.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trials to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. We're talking with Sean Wells. And we're talking about a phenomenon that's probably taking place out there that may be diminishing the quality of the dairy protein that you consume. At least you need to be aware about it, right? Because with awareness, then we can actually do something about it if there is something going on. But I don't. For the people who don't know who you are, tell the story real briefly, the Reader's Digest version about protein spiking. Why did you even think there was spiking at that point in time?
So we were looking at other proteins that were so much cheaper than us, and trying to figure that out. Certainly, when we were looking at Walmart and Target and some of these, places like that, it seemed, obvious that when they're about half the price, like what's going on? But even proteins that were coming onto GNC, bodybuilding.com and in sports specialty, we were seeing prices that were just unbelievable, especially given that whey protein was spiking in terms of its cost. The raw material was skyrocketing. And we just kept taking that on the chin as a company that was concerned so much about quality. And we kept wondering, like, how are these guys holding price or cutting price, while we have to, just keep, losing margin. And, we dug into it. We sent some of these proteins out and we found out that, okay, here's what's happening. Like they're getting nitrogen from creatine, from taurine, from glycine, from arginine, and they're not counting those as just separate amino acids. They're counting that as protein. And there's a test called the Keldahl test. That you actually test nitrogen and then you use what's called a nitrogen conversion factor, NCF, at the lab. And if it's like typically, like if it's a plant protein or egg, it's about a conversion of a factor of 6. And if it's a mixed protein with dairy, it's 6.25. And if it's a dairy protein, it's 6.38. And so they're multiplying through. They're seeing this nitrogen and they're thinking it's protein when they're testing it at a lab. And it's not. It's not only that, they're not only getting the benefit of testing out like it's protein, and something like creatine is about a third of the price and more nitrogen rich than protein would be, but also it has no fat. It has no lactose. And so like your nutrition facts panel looks incredible,
yes.
Right?
Zero fat.
And
zero
so they're getting like win-win. They're cutting price.
Yeah.
They're showing higher protein levels and then they're showing less lactose and, you know, which is carbohydrates / sugar and less fat.
And they're half the price of protein powders are actually doing it honestly and right.
Exactly.
Okay. So now there are blends out there that do add additional amino acids, but if they're dishonest, they're not going to give you the breakout of their protein powder by itself and then differentiate. They're going to say they differentiated, but they didn't. Like Rick Pack is listening live. He said, I'm listening when I can, and I wondered, is there a common word or term that should mean a protein product has not been spiked? But the reality is the ones that are spiking it, they're not telling you. They're not putting anything on the label that would go, oh, wait a minute, 1 + 1 is not 3 here. You know, what's going on?
So you want to know if a protein isn't spiked and how you would know?
Yeah, that's what he's saying. Because if they're going to lie to you, they're going to lie to you,
yeah.
Right?
Right. So the best way to be sure is I would say to look at the label and make sure that there isn't taurine, glycine, creatine, you know, these additional amino acids being added to the blend. You know, sometimes they'll say it's a, you know, muscle building blend or whatever, but you know, I'm not saying there isn't value to those ingredients. I think there's value to glycine. I think there's value to creatine. There's value to taurine. Certainly we've seen research on those, but it's suspect when it's in your protein product. I would buy pure protein. And if it has additional amino acids and other amino acid, like compounds like creatine, then I would not buy that product.
Wow. That's strong. Sean doesn't know that Thrive is fortified with essential amino acids, but that's okay. I get it.
I like the essential amino acids being added. That's actually, those are actually more expensive. So in that case, that's interesting. Those are actually more expensive than the whey protein. And certainly if they were adding leucine, I'd be great with that. If you're spiking it with leucine, awesome. You know, there's actually good data to show that adding leucine to the protein, you know, enhances its effect. So adding EAAs, adding BCAAs, adding leucine, all for that. But adding some of these other ones that are literally just for price and nitrogen,
yeah.
That's when I would question it.
Yeah. This is really interesting because protein is considered a commodity. It's considered a supplement that usually has very, very, very thin margins. Because it's expensive, but it has to be sold as inexpensively as possible because it's something that people go through a lot of it. And so the reality is, if in fact a company is leaching off peptides from a protein product and then reselling that protein as an unadulterated, you know, unedited, if you will, unedited version of the protein, it's going to be very difficult for a guy who's working through a co-packer to identify that protein. It's just going to be virtually impossible. Unless people start buying protein, sending it to ChromaDex, having them do complete analysis on it and verifying what the amino acid profile is in there, no company who's looking to be dishonest is going to put their real amino acid profile on there. They're going to use this amino acid profile is good until 2020. I mean, they got that stuff like it's designed. You'd have to do every single batch, really, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. Yeah, you'd have to look at every lot. So That would be costly to do a full amino acid profile test. I mean, that would be many, many thousands of dollars to test each and every amino acid versus doing the Keldol nitrogen test that I talked about, which is
right.
very cheap.
Right, right. And that really, and I know why that's ineffective. Doesn't that one just use heat and then it differentiates the residue that's left behind by the nitrogen?
Exactly, yeah.
So that's very crude. That's really, really crude. I mean, that's
extremely crude. There are some companies out there that are trying to develop a better method using some other HPTLC and some other types of methods out there to identify whether something's a real protein or not and make sure it's free of these additional amino acids. So there are some things going on right now that I would say might help in this arena.
Really? Yeah, but when will we actually see these things?
Probably by the end of the year.
Interesting.
So they'll be more costly, but with them would come some kind of certification or some kind of logo to say that, you know, identity testing. Like, as you know, like with herbs, that's become a huge issue. There's a lot of ingredients. We talked about this a little bit last time, that there's a lot of ingredients that are getting spiked. Like ginkgo, for example, is heavily spiked. Ginseng is often heavily spiked, heavily spiked. So a lot of these ingredients, the identity is coming into question.
I don't want to get into the microphones, but I'm working on trying to get, can you hear me okay, Sean? Or am I coming across distorted?
A little bit distorted, yeah.
Yeah, I may still have my volume turned up a little too high. I'm going to try lowering it a little bit and see if that makes it any better. But anyway, I'm trying to get this. I'm still working to balance out the whole video versus radio thing here. What I want to do is I want to go ahead and take a quick commercial break. When we come back, let's pick it up and talk a little bit more about this type of a certification approach and what it would bring in value to the consumer. We're talking with Sean Wells. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We will be right back. I have the wrong mouse. I've got too many mouses here.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Few products can boast being considered the food of the gods by the Aztecs, but the ingredients in Bio Superfood have been. Some algae are the most efficient forms of nutrients, proteins, minerals, enzymes, fatty acids, antioxidants, and much more. Bio Superfood is something you have to experience for yourself. That's why, for a limited time, buy any Bio Superfood products and save 15% off your first order. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to read the research and learn why Bio Superfood is the best supplement in the world you're not already taking.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com. 4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans.
So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoCana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoCana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Cana banner ad today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Sean Wells. I'm trying to get the audio thing straightened out. Just bear with me. I know it's annoying to some of you. If I turn my volume down too low, then it doesn't tape right for the radio. If I turn it up too high, it's too distorted. So just bear with me. We're working on it. Sean, turn your camera back towards the wall a little bit. You're grabbing too much sunlight. It must be getting very, very sunny there. You're in California, right? I'm sorry. I had your mic off. You're in California, right?
I'm in Dallas.
Oh, in Dallas. Okay. Well, it's sunny in Dallas, obviously, as well.
Yeah.
It's sunny everywhere right now. I can really get used to this global warming. I got to be honest with you. It's been so nice in Louisville, Kentucky. We didn't even really have a winter. I got to be honest with you. It's been wonderful.
Absolutely. Nice. It's we didn't have any snow here either, actually.
So what is this type of certification program, if this was to come about, would this increase the price of protein powder dramatically, the burden of companies to participate in this, to give their clients the ultimate confidence that their product is what they say it is? Are they going to be like, oh, great, now we have to do this every batch, and we're going to have to raise the price of protein?
It will raise the price, probably a little bit, you know, maybe a dollar a jug or, you know, something like that. But, I think for people that, aren't looking for bottom dollar price and are looking for quality and want to be assured of it, it's certainly worth it. I know if you're an athlete, someone really that's, you know, if you want to be sure where your money's going, I would rather spend an extra dollar than, certainly say, I'm going to roll the dice, I'm going to get what's cheapest and just assume it's good. I mean, certainly the people that did that with many of these products that were in Walmart and, you know, Target and whatever, even on the big sites, bodybuilding.com and other places, they were buying proteins that were amino spiked, that were loaded with aminos, and they weren't getting their protein. And I think we talked about last time, the big issue there is that you know, you can say again, these amino acids are great, you know, and there's no loss. I'm getting my protein. I'm getting these additional amino acids. What's the concern? And yeah, maybe they're saving some margin by putting in less whey protein. Here's the concern. You're not getting those essential amino acids that you were just talking about that can contribute to, building that, lean body mass. And you're not getting the leucine levels that are going to trigger that lean body mass.
Right.
You know, that can be a huge concern. One of the ones that we tested out from a very big company, I won't say the name, it was a gainer. And so you'd expect that it would be loaded with protein and it had all these big numbers on it. And it was 300 milligrams of leucine per serving.
Wow, that's nothing. That's not going to do a thing for you.
No, it's about, you know, I don't know, anywhere from like 1/6 to 1/10 of like what you need.
Yeah.
And so what you're getting there is, yeah, completely inadequate, will not stimulate muscle protein synthesis, certainly will not be a gainer. The only gains that are being made is to the company's bottom line. And so that's not acceptable.
So couldn't these companies explain this away by going, look, you know, the cow's diet plays a role in the concentration of these amino acids. You're going to have from lot to lot or batch to batch, you're going to have these variations and totally cover up. You know, I mean, I'll give you an example. I buy raw unpasteurized milk from two different farmers.
Uh-huh.
One farmer has an amazing cream business. When I let his milk set, the cream at the top is maybe an inch thick. The other farmer, he refuses to sell cream. And when I buy milk from him, there's literally 3 inches to 4 inches of cream at the top. So what's happening is farmer one is siphoning off cream to sell it at a higher price, but he's stealing it from the milk. So those of us who are just buying the milk, we're not getting the cream we're supposed to get. And so when I talked to him about that, he goes, well, different cows produce different amounts of fat. And I'm thinking to myself, but dude, I know you sell a lot of cream. Like, if
yeah.
I didn't know that, I'd buy it, but I know you sell a lot of cream. Unless you have a cow that's making exclusively cream and you're selling that in those bottles, you're getting the cream from the milk that I'm buying from you. So I stopped buying milk from him, and he didn't understand why.
That's a great analogy right there. Absolutely.
And so, you know, so couldn't these big players in the protein business go, look, it's the cow's diet? Because we don't see them stealing it and then going, okay, these peptides are going to go in that new product, you know, Pepe Le Pew over there, and then we're just going to push this out the back door and sell this to some commodity guy who's looking for concentrated dairy proteins, and that's it.
That's absolutely what could be happening. That's a great analogy, and certainly that's a concern that these companies are siphoning off things or adding things and then selling it off to you like it's like its way. And you know, it's not only happening at the finished good product level, but I did hear about a protein manufacturer that was selling protein that was amino spiked to some of their lower end clients that wouldn't do the heavy testing, and they were making better margins as a result. So it was throughout the industry. It was a very sad practice, and certainly what we're talking about, not only with amino spiking, but this amino leaching could be happening as well throughout the industry and being sold to you as whey protein or milk protein or casein. And they could be leaching amino acids or other nutrients from them. There are certain peptides, certain microfractions and things like that are being discovered and being added to supplements that they could be being pulled off these products, and you just don't know. So certainly I think that the better the spec, the better the ingredient supplier, the better the finished good product retailer, then I think the better the reputation and the more belief you can have in that company. But it would be nice if there was conclusive testing like I was talking about that gave you the identity and made sure that it wasn't tampered with or adulterated.
So, which comes to my next question. If Sean mm-hmm. Wells was to sit down and look out at the future of the dairy protein category,
right,
knowing what you know, seeing what you've seen, and then extrapolating out and going, yeah, I can see the direction that this is going, I can see the direction that that's going, do you see a renaissance return of small boutique brands because they are not in that big mix of, well, all the proteins come from these three different companies, and instead, by being with these boutique brands, the small farmers, like we source our dairy from farmers in Billings, Montana, right? That's what we make the protein.
That's awesome.
these guys are farmers. They don't have molecular sieves. They're not putting through so much protein powder that there's actually a whole side category of business they could be doing if they invested in these $150,000 worth of equipment and siphoned off these peptides. So you're almost insured because of their lack of progressiveness in technology that you're going to get a whole protein. Do you see a return? Do you see they're changing that dairy protein stop becoming commodities because people are like, no, I want protein that I can trust and I can get it from this small boutique company who will never grow bigger than what they're doing right now because they just can't source more protein unless they step onto that train and start playing that game.
Well, that's a great point. And I think, you know, to your point, we should stop treating it like it is a commodity. And when you get to the point where, you know, I was at Natural Products Expo West looking at ingredients and, man, I saw like a huge trend towards transparency. And we talked about this last time, transparency, authenticity, you know, having a level of sincerity in the marketing. And I think it's becoming very clear, you know, along the lines with the transparency, not only on the label, but the transparency of the company's actions and the company's mission and where the company's sourcing these ingredients from and if they're ethical. That's becoming more and more important to consumers, especially millennials that are driving that. And I think to your point, I could definitely see more boutique because we are seeing things like, you know, RBGH, RBST free, antibiotic free, you know, cruelty free, pasture raised, grass fed, you know, whatever, like different things or like to your point, sourced at, you know, locally and, you know, all these kind of things are taken into account. I mean, we're seeing more and more of these kind of demands. And it is changing the equation. And then certainly more certifications, as we were just talking about, like maybe more testing methods, or maybe it's, you know, NSF certified or informed choice, or, you know, that there is some kind of, like we talked about with Amazon, what they're doing with the QR code, you know, lot testing. I think there's going to be a new level of, you know, that kind of demand of, you know, I want to know what I'm putting in my body, and I want to know that it's not tampered with or adulterated. And that's what's happening right now. There's concerns that, you know, not only that, but like certainly, you know, where these products are manufactured, there are things that, you know, a pre-workout could have just been run on this blender right before this protein. And this pre-workout could have, you know, some,
Yohimbine with raised blood pressure. It could have some caffeine if you're somebody who doesn't do well with caffeine. You know, I mean, could have anything.
Yeah, and especially, and you may not get, you know, concentrated levels that might have some physiological effect, but you might get, I mean, some of the testing that's done makes parts per million or even parts per billion a factor if you're an athlete, if you're an executive, and you have drug testing. And so certainly I would be concerned from that level, you know, you can lose your job, you know, based on the, you know, the quality of this protein and the testing that's going into it.
Right.
So, I mean, that's an important factor.
I want to go ahead and take a break. I actually think I figured out how to make my microphone sound better. So let's do this.
It sounds great now.
Oh, okay. Okay. We'll pick it up on the other side. Sit too.
Okay.
This is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com. 4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States. and are low heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. We're talking with Sean Wells. Literally, you know, people may not think this is a big bomb because it's not like the whole protein spiking thing where you are literally not getting protein. But instead, this is kind of more insidious and more sinister because they're just siphoning off just what's not going to be noticeable to you. And they're reselling it somewhere else. And you're not, you think you're getting a whole protein, but you're really, really not at all.
Exactly. So same issue with like the leucine, for example. Like if that was something that was being siphoned off, to your point, leached off, then you're having the same issue that we were talking about with amino spiking. So it is very insidious, nefarious, if you will.
So, we were talking about boutique brands and stuff like that. But the real problem with the boutique brands is they're the illusion that you can get good protein for $9 a pound. Can you not hear me? Can you hear me, Sean? Sean, I don't know what happened, man. Sean, you can't hear me.
I'm not hearing you, Carl.
Try disconnecting and reconnecting. Disconnect and reconnect. Disconnect and reconnect. Disconnect.
I've lost you. Sorry.
All right. Hold on a second. Hold on. Let me just stop the show. Just one second. Let me just... Okay, I'm restarting the podcast, and maybe we can just kind of pull this all together. So in summary, what can people even do about this?
The best thing to do about it is certainly look for no additional taurine, glycine, creatine, arginine added to your protein blend. To your point, I think it does have value to potentially add additional EAAs or additional BCAAs or additional leucine. Those are more expensive than whey protein, and I think there is additional potential benefit for those. As far as what's happening on the other end, that's difficult. Until there's a better testing in terms of identity, then that's difficult. I would look at, hopefully there's disclosure like we were talking about before, at least on the label of the amino acid level. But to your point, you know, that was at time of manufacture. That was at one point. To how to know that, like, from lot to lot there isn't issues, or, you know, that one lot had this amino leached protein, that's difficult to say. Like, right now that's very difficult to say. So hopefully we have a better level of testing and some certifications that prove some of these things out. And I think it's consumer demand that will drive that.
Yeah, and that's where it starts. The consumer is out there under this impression that they can get a $9. That's what I was saying before we got stuck.
Yeah.
That they can go out there and get $9 a pound protein powder, and that it's the same thing as maybe a protein powder that can't drop below $18 a pound. They're like, oh, why would I buy that for $18 a pound when I buy this for $9? Well, here's the analogy. Why buy a steak for $43, a New York strip steak that's actually made out of a good piece of beef, versus buying a steak that's like $7 for the same size steak, but you know that it's chopped, flaked, and formed beef, saturated with chemicals, loaded with sodium, put in a piece of plastic for 6 years, and then you open it up. That's not the same piece of beef. It's just not. It may be beef. Don't get me wrong. It may be 100% beef, but that's not the steak I want to eat.
No, that's a great example. That actually reminds me of Taco Bell and some of these companies saying that they have beef and you're allowed to have like 51% ground beef in there and then 49% fillers like soy and other things added to it and still call it beef. But, you know, that's a great point on the steak. And certainly I think people can appreciate that. Like you said, something that's dry aged and marbled and, you know, of high quality. I mean, that's what you want to eat. Not only is it better nutrition for your body, but it tastes better. And I think, you know, in this case too, I mean, it's the same thing with our protein. You know, I would pay a little bit more to be insured that what I'm putting in my body isn't going to make me test positive on a drug test, isn't going to hurt me potentially long run with, you know, I mean, very small amounts of certain chemicals could be harmful. And then, you know, I'm not going to turn on muscle protein synthesis. I'm just basically adding calories and I'm not really accomplishing what I want. And, you know, maybe there is some kind of degradation of, in terms of the kinetics of it, or in terms of, the organoleptics, which means that the taste of it, the mouthfeel of it. So yeah, I mean, how do you know what you're getting? I would certainly pay a little bit more. And talk to, if you can talk to the owner, like a Carl Lenore, I mean, that's nice that you can have that level of transparency and accountability to actually speak to an owner and say, hey, what do you do with this protein? And then, like we talked about last time, I know I formulate products that I can use and I can take every single day. I like to know that Carl Lenore uses his protein every single day. Because if you use it and you tell your family to use it and you tell your friends to use it, then you have a very different level of concern about the quality of your product versus just the bottom line. You're going to be concerned like, hey, like, you know what? I'm going to lose 15 cents here serving, you know, whatever. I don't care. Like, I want it to be the best. I want to, you know, take the best quality product myself. And that's where I'm going to formulate from, a product I would take myself. And then I don't mind, you know, telling everyone else to use it.
Yeah, it's good advice. And just be aware. And don't get frustrated if you think you're getting robbed. But just try some other products. That's all. Just be open to trying some other products. Sean, plug your blog real quick. So you have a pretty decent blog that a lot of people like to, within the industry especially, like to go and read.
Yeah, I have a website, zonehalo.com. I'm on Facebook and various sites under Zone Halo. So yeah, absolutely. Please check me out. I'm on a weekly radio show on iHeartMedia called One Life Radio. And hopefully I'm going to be on Superhuman Radio more often.
Yeah, we're gonna so again, and I'm gonna plug that again. If you have supplement questions and you want to talk to somebody who's been deep in the industry for a very, very long time and been an innovator in the industry, send me an email at onair@superhumanradio.com with a question, and I'll send it to Sean, and we will do a show about your question. So, and don't think any question you have right now, 10,000 other people have that same question. So don't think that your question, well, this isn't that really big of a deal. No, everything's a big deal when you're plunking down your money every month and buying things that you expect to do things for you, and they don't do those things for you.
Yeah, and beyond just sports nutrition, I welcome, you know, just health and wellness, anti-aging, medical questions. I worked for over a decade as a chief clinical dietitian. And, you know, if you have a grandparent that you're concerned about, I'd love to cover that topic, like sarcopenia or cancer, you know, whatever.
Well, you're handsome enough to still let your hair get gray, right?
So I got, yes.
I got a face like an old shoe because I love the sun. I love to lay in the sun. But I got to dye my hair, and it's starting to get gray. You can start to see it. But what age did you reach when you thought to yourself, you know, all the things that I've learned about nutritional science are going to benefit me as I age because I understand this stuff? How old are you right now?
I'm about to be 43.
Okay. So, you know, when did it become like, oh, you know, I can leverage what I know about nutrition for my to influence healthy aging?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, I mean, I care about my parents, and then certainly I care about myself. And, you know, I'm about to turn 43, like I said. And, you know, when I think you hit that 40 mark, you start saying, you know, things are a little bit harder. Like, I'm going to focus a little bit more in terms of, you know, what's helping me and what's not helping me in terms of my sleep, my hydration, my working out. Like, I actually have things way more dialed in, and I'm doing, you know, I used to work out, but also, you know, used to drink a lot and party a lot and do all these kind of things. And now I'm at a very different point in my life where I really feel like I have things very dialed in, and I have to because I work a lot. But I think, like, when I started working in acute care and long-term care, and I started seeing, you know, people with cancer, with pressure ulcers, with Alzheimer's, dementia, you know, and the ravages of some of these things, and, you know, a phenomenon called sarcopenic obesity, like where people probably aren't getting the correct amount of leucine, and they may have more leucine levels needed to trigger muscle protein synthesis as they age, or as they have certain conditions that may, like, for example, like an infection, like a urinary tract infection, or be immunocompromised, they may need more leucine to just turn that on. And they're getting, some people have the same weight as they age, but they're getting this sarcopenic obesity phenomenon where they're increasing their body fat but decreasing their muscle mass and decreasing bone mass, really, too. So that's a concern. And I see people that were, you know, 65, 70, 75 that were just healthy last week, just mowing their lawn, right, and then fall, break a hip, be in a nursing home, get a pressure ulcer, get a urinary tract infection, and then they're dead.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm not kidding you. I've seen it so much that, like, and people would be like, man, they were just, you know, doing such and such last week, and then they're gone from breaking a hip. I mean, that was like where it all started. And if they kept up their lean body mass, if they kept up their bone mineral density, if they kept up their activity level in the correct way, doing like resistance exercise, not even a difficult amount, and they kept their nutrition correct, they could have prevented all that. And it's a huge concern for me. So definitely, you know, and here's the thing too. I started coming out with unique compounds in sports nutrition and unique formulas because I was looking at anti-aging formulas.
Really?
And when I was, Yeah, and when I was looking at anti-aging research, you know, it never ported over to sports nutrition. And then when I was looking at clinical research, it never ported over to sports nutrition. It never ported over to anti-aging. So, you know, for example, like with clinical nutrition, you might look at some things like for burns and wounds that it clearly, if it helps those things, they're anabolic and it could help the bodybuilder, right?
Right.
And but it feels like, you know, those worlds aren't speaking. And, you know, like for anti-aging, there's compounds like carnosine and there's research with that. And you even talk about N-acetylcarnosine in one of your commercials that can't see. And, you know, but there isn't communication. Like in sports nutrition, there's no real discussion of carnosine as a compound. It's only, you know, discussion around beta-alanine. And, you know, like these worlds don't really speak. And I like that I have, you know, kind of a hand in all these worlds. And I can kind of think about, well, okay, like here, you know, this works clinically. Would this work for the bodybuilder? This works, you know, the anti-aging. Would this work, you know, in this realm? So I like thinking of things that way, and you can bring some novelty to a different industry if you have a bigger picture mentality.
I call it the 30,000-foot view. I have that phenomenon here often. I'll be interviewing a doctor, a scientist who just published a study on something that affects this realm of medicine. And then I'll say, oh, did you, you know, have you looked at some of the research on cancer and that particular phenomenon? Because I've done enough interviews where I can, so these people are so locked into specificity, they only see what's in there in front of them. They don't realize that this whole other area of medicine is working on the same thing you are for a different reason. And look what they've discovered. You know what I mean? So I know
Absolutely.
It's like a 30,000 foot view. It's pretty cool, actually.
Yes, agreed. Fully agreed. I wish they spoke more because we'd have a lot more breakthroughs, certainly, especially in the clinical realm. If they looked at what some of the bodybuilders are doing, if anti-aging was speaking, you know, to sports nutrition, I mean, there's so much cool stuff. Like, if you go on some of these anti-aging boards, I mean, these guys are like doing some crazy blood work and some of them are just brilliant, biochemists and they're very obviously motivated to extend their own lives and the quality of their lives. And, some of the stuff that they're doing is so far out in front of what's happening in terms of where studies are at. It's very interesting.
So there you go. Any question you have for Sean Wells, send it to onair@superhumanradio.com. Sorry for the technical difficulties. It's still coming together, but the feedback I'm getting from people on Facebook right now is that they love the new format. We're going to be doing more of it. We're going to be having fun. Sean, thank you so much for being on the air today with me.
Thanks, Carl. Appreciate it.
We'll talk to you soon. And that is the end of this episode of Superhuman Radio, and I appreciate everybody listening on Facebook and those of you listening to the live stream or listening to the podcast. We'll see you tomorrow.